KUOW is the record. I'm Bill Radke. Now let's move to the other big story that's happening today. The 41-day occupation of Oregon's Malheur Wildlife Refuge is over. After a long night of negotiations with the FBI, occupiers Jeff Banta and Sean and Sandy Anderson surrendered this morning. They were recorded in a live audio feed on YouTube.
All right,
guys.
Sandy and I are coming out.
You guys are coming out?
How many people are live streaming this?
We got 18,000 watching right now.
So those three occupiers walked out, but the fourth militant stayed behind. That was 27-year-old David Fry.
Unless my grievances are heard, I will not come out.
Unless my grievances are heard, I will not come out. In fact, at one point, Fry threatened to either kill himself or be taken down.
I'm actually feeling suicidal right now.
Well, don't feel that way.
No, David, that doesn't help anybody, David. That really doesn't help anybody. It doesn't help you. It doesn't help us. And as a matter of fact, you will take away every bit of progress that we've made.
For more now on what's happening in Oregon, we go live to Oregon Public Broadcasting reporter Anna Griffin. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. Why did these occupiers finally surrender after a long holdout at the wildlife refuge?
Well, it was 41 days that actually ended very quickly in the last 18 hours or so. Yesterday afternoon, one of the occupiers, we believe it was David Fry, was seen on an ATV beyond the barricades that had been set up. That prompted federal agents to surround the spot where the occupiers had been camping and essentially demand an ending. Negotiations went on last night on that YouTube live stream between the feds, between the occupiers, between a Nevada state legislator, Michelle Fiore, between a conservative commentator named Gavin Seam. And then this morning, as you noted, three of them left as agreed upon. And Fry, as I think anybody who's been following the situation and knows his background, not surprisingly, initially refused to go. Once the feds had everyone surrounded, they couldn't then walk away. They had to play this thing out, and just thankfully it ended peacefully.
How did that happen?
The conversation I think a lot of us are going to be having in the next few days is whether this live stream actually saved this young man's life. When Gavin Seam began broadcasting his phone call with the occupiers last night, Fry was screaming at the federal negotiator. They were all talking about having their guns at the ready, being ready to fire. Having someone to talk to who was clearly sympathetic to them, who was essentially giving them their talking points back to them about the federal government and Obama and religion, seemed to give them something else to focus on and de-escalate. And I don't know what kinds of conversations were happening offline between lawyers and Michelle Fiore and federal negotiators, but it really was this situation where we heard it playing out in real time. The conversation get calmer, the conversation turn from we're never leaving to, yeah, okay, here are the ways that we would leave.
Catch us up on this live stream you're talking about on YouTube. How did that get set up and who was talking?
Well, the world of sort of extremism media, a lot of it takes place online, on YouTube, on social media sites. Gavin Seam is a former candidate for Congress, a conservative commentator, a bit of an activist who does this sometimes. One of the other occupiers who has been arrested is Pete Santilli, who is another advocate slash journalist. And so you have these folks kind of blurring the line between we're on your side, but we're also expressing our First Amendment rights as quasi-journalists. Seam, I think they called him or he called them, and then they requested that Michelle Fiore get on the line, this Nevada state legislator, and then they just stayed live for hours last night and then hours again this morning. It was a little akin to if you could be inside the White Bronco with O.J. Simpson as he live streams himself. Them this morning staying on the phone as they surrendered to federal agents.
So you have this conservative lawmaker, conservative talk show host, Reverend Franklin Graham, the son of Billy Graham, was talking. I could imagine all of this just amping up the situation. You say maybe there's a possibility of things ended peacefully with these four. I just wonder, what do you think are the ethics of what might be a new way for a standoff like this playing out?
I think that's the thing we all kind of have to wrestle, both media organizations and individuals, with our own consciences, because at one point this morning there were 20,000 people online listening to a very troubled 27-year-old man, very young, all things considered, talking about killing himself, talking about committing suicide by cop. The people who were on the other end of the phone, Davin Seem, and at a certain point today, Chrisanne Hall, who's a bills herself as sort of a constitutional expert, another conservative activist, they were essentially playing the role of negotiators, trying to talk him out of doing harm, trying to talk him into, okay, get up off the bed, walk outside. It was at the same time riveting and also incredibly disturbing radio drama.
We've been talking about the end of the 41-day occupation of Oregon's Malheur Wildlife Refuge. This has just unfolded here today, and we're talking with Oregon Public Broadcasting reporter. We're talking about this with Anna Griffin and wondering what happens now, Anna.
Well, we're all breathing a sigh of relief that it ended peacefully, but it's nowhere near over. The refuge remains a crime scene. There is a lot of evidence left to process. There is a lot of cleanup to be done. The Burns Paiute tribe, Native American tribe, is very concerned about what's happened to thousands of artifacts they have stored there. Back in Portland, you have 16 people who have been indicted, including the last four occupiers. I don't think anyone expects those court cases to be tidy or quiet. Cliven Bundy, the father of Eamon Bundy, who was sort of the organizer of this occupation, came to Portland last night to argue on behalf of his sons, was arrested at the airport on charges related to his 2014 armed standoff with federal agents in Nevada. So the circus has moved, but it's not over.
Cliven Bundy under arrest, artifacts and a crime scene, all this is happening. And meanwhile, this big debate that goes on over the federal government's use of so much land here in the West. And talking with us live, Anna Griffin, reporter with the Oregon Public Broadcasting. Anna, thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Have a good day.
And the same to you. It's KUOW's The Record.